Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1685, The Myth of Diversification and Why It Means It's Okay to Take Chances, by Kevin of financialpanther.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. The Myth of Diversification and Why It Means It's Okay to Take Chances, by Kevin of financialpanther.com. A common piece of wisdom is to never put all of your eggs in one basket. This makes a lot of sense. None of us knows what the future holds, so the only way to deal with the unknown is to give ourselves a lot of outs. If one thing doesn't work out, maybe something else might, and you won't lose everything either. It's why most financial experts, myself included, recommend investing in passively managed index funds rather than individual stock picking or actively timing the market. Instead of going all in on a single stock, you diversify by spreading out your investments over thousands of different stocks. To use an analogy, you don't want to push in all of your chips at once. Spread it out so you don't go bust. Diversification is such a normal part of investing that few people argue against it. And yet, in the real world, none of us do this. We all make decisions where we put everything on the line. The crazy thing, though, is few of us realize this. We go to school, we start careers, and we do all of this without realizing how much we've put into this one thing or how risky that seemingly should be. I quit my job 2 years ago. It was a huge leap for me. I'd spent 5 years practicing as a lawyer, and law was the only career I'd ever had. I definitely never tried to earn money on my own. But when you put this leap into the context of the other leaps I've taken in life, it's not as big of a leap as I thought it was. I took a big leap when I went to law school, giving up 3 years of my life and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and earnings over those years. In the context of that, quitting my job to try and make a living as a blogger and side hustler really doesn't seem as big of a deal. We're all taking huge chances with our lives. When you start to realize it, it can be scary, but it can also be freeing. None of us diversify. We all go all in on something. A few years ago, my wife made a big decision. She decided to purchase a multi-office practice straight out of her residency. It was an extremely expensive decision and one that I initially viewed as too risky. After years of reading personal finance blogs and seeing people grind their way towards financial independence, that's what I thought the right path was. Work at a job, get your paycheck, and grind it out. But when you really think about it, it wasn't that crazy of a decision. My wife had already spent 7 years of her post-college life pursuing her career. She'd spent over $300,000 and more than 20% of her life studying to do this one thing as her job. And when you add in the opportunity cost of all of her schooling, it easily cost her close to $1 million to pursue this one career path. She's been all in on one thing for a long time, Was it really that risky to keep pushing her chips in? My own decision to go to law school carried a similar risk. I didn't diversify. I went all in, giving up 3 years of my life and going $87,000 into debt to take a shot at this one very specific career path. And while I did well with it, it wasn't a guarantee by any means. It took me a long time to take a chance on myself, even after years of finding myself unhappy with the work I was doing. I was scared to quit my job because I was told my whole life that a job was the safe thing to do. I couldn't put all my chips into something else. It was too risky. But is it really? Even if you don't realize it, you probably aren't actually diversifying when it comes to your life. Most of your income probably comes from one source. You probably spent a lot of time and money to get that one job too. When you add up your years of schooling, how much it cost, and what you gave up to get it, many of us probably spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and years of our life all to go after one thing. When you realize this, it becomes much easier to bet on yourself and take more chances. Realize that most decisions aren't life ruining. One thing I've noticed about people, myself included, is that most of our decisions seem to be made based on fear. We do things because they're safe, or they allow us to fit in, or because they're the path of least resistance. The biggest realization I've had in the past few years is about the ramifications of our decisions. Most decisions, it turns out, aren't life ruining. It's hard to think this way when you're someone that's driven and that's been pushed to succeed. The choices I had to make growing up and as a young adult all made me believe that our decisions are incredibly important. If you make the wrong choice or do the wrong thing, your life is over. That's just not how things work, though. The worst case scenarios that we think about rarely happen, and even the worst case scenarios usually aren't as bad as we think they are. When I quit my job, the worst thing that could happen was I would fail and run out of money. If that happened, I could probably get a job again. When my wife bought her practice, the worst case scenario is that she'd fail and go bankrupt. Worst case scenario, she'd have to start over and get herself a job. Our decisions do matter, but they aren't one-way tracks that you can't turn around on or move to another path. And when the worst does happen, it's probably not as bad as you imagine. It's okay to try. It can be scary going all in on some venture that isn't what everyone else is doing. But when you realize that almost everyone goes all in on something, including you, it can be freeing. I'm still governed by fear, no doubt about it. But I also know that even when I was in my safe career, it wasn't necessarily safe. I put it all on the line to do that one thing. I could have failed badly. But people praised me for making the smart decision of going to law school because that's what people tell you to do if you want to be successful. No one tells you to quit your job and try to make money on your own online. The way I see it, if you're going to put everything on the line anyway, you might as well put it all on the line for something you really want. You just listened to the post titled, The Myth of Diversification and Why It Means It's Okay to Take Chances, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I thought Kevin made some great points in this article, and I really love the overarching optimism. While it may seem risky to put all your eggs in one basket, there are plenty of scenarios where this works out just fine. For example, I live in one home. I'm all in on this house. I have one romantic partner with all my eggs in that one basket. If those two things went away tomorrow, that would certainly be challenging. But I've been through that before. I'm sure all of us have been through breakups, or our landlord raises our rent and we're forced to move. While we all may have different tolerances for risk, the simple act of being alive, of just existing, is incredibly risky. At any moment, things could go wrong, our circumstances may change, or life could throw us a curveball we least expect. But if we look at life through the lens of trying to minimize all risks, we might never leave our homes. And is that really living? This article reminded me that so much of life is uncertain. But if we're able to embrace that uncertainty with a level of trust in ourselves that we're smart enough to figure it out, we're better positioned to live fulfilling lives. To help ease my anxieties over potentially choosing the wrong path, I tell myself it's not possible to make the wrong choice. Because even if I choose a direction that's challenging, within that is an opportunity to learn and grow. How would we live life differently if our greatest fear was the pain of unrealized potential rather than the fear of what could go wrong? And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.